This is Radio 1940 with the Battle of Britain news for today, the 22nd of October 1940. The weather today saw widespread fog in the south, clearing to rain later. Enemy activity was confined principally to limited coastal reconnaissances in the forenoon, with slightly increased activity later in the day due to better weather conditions. It culminated in two fighter sweeps, the first of which commenced at 14:25 hours when a formation of 30 enemy aircraft crossed the coast at Dungeness and flew towards Redhill and Kenley, where it circled. Three other raids totaling 40 aircraft remained in the Straits. At 16:15 hours, one raid of 18 aircraft again made a landfall at Dungeness, while four other raids amounting to 60-plus aircraft remained mid-channel. Those crossing the coast pursued a course for Hornchurch, finally turning south to Biggin Hill and recrossing the coast at about 16:55 hours. Eight fighter squadrons were dispatched to meet these attacks. After dark, the enemy considered London of secondary importance and launched their main attacks against the Midlands, causing considerable damage in Coventry. There were also some minor incidents reported in Essex. The raids on Coventry commenced at 19:58 hours and ceased at 21:55, causing widespread fires and considerable damage. An unexploded bomb was removed from Riley's and full production resumed. The situation is well in hand and all 150 fires were brought under control by 2200 hours. It is reported that during this raid, about 200 people have been rendered homeless. The two parachute mines dropped last night in Hull exploded with characteristic results. Over 400 houses were damaged and 70 people injured. 70 patrols involving 360 sorties were sent up to intercept an estimated 70 enemy aircraft today, and 24 individual aircraft were sent up to intercept night raids. Our fighters destroyed 3 enemy fighters, plus 1 damaged. We lost 6 aircraft, but only 4 pilots.